Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, family? What's good, y'all? It's your boy, Minister Bernard Marrow, here on Purpose Kingdom Network, excited and ready. Family, I'm back with you all for another episode of By Faith Be Good, an hour of faith-building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all of God's children closer to Him. Family, it's another beautiful, blessed day that God has truly blessed us to see. Hallelujah. And I'm excited, y'all. It's been a while. It's been a minute since I've been on here. It's been about 2 months. But I'm grateful and excited to be back here with you all. And there is a word from the Lord. As you all know, I've shared the last time I was on the By Faith Be Good podcast, I believe in April, I started a new series, Things That Contaminate Your Faith. And so, family, I am here tonight to continue in that series as we all press forward by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, family, as always, I'm going to open up in prayer. And as I open up in prayer, hallelujah, we're going to press forward with the word from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for all that you are doing, God. We thank you. We thank you because there is nobody like you. We thank you, Lord, because you woke us up this morning and started us on our way. We thank you, God, because you are always with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that we can depend on you. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we come together tonight. We are in position to give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your word that is getting ready to go forth. We say thank you, God. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name, God. We thank you for everything that you work out for us. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you've already gone before us and prepared the way. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, that we can call on your name at any time, and you will always show up for us, God. And so, Lord, we come to you humble tonight. We come to you humble tonight in position to receive your word, God. We are in position, God, to come into agreement with your word, pressing forward by faith in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I pray that you bless your word, that it go forth boldly, that it be a blessing unto your children, that we all install it, live by it, and share it with others in Jesus' name. And so we decree and declare, have your way tonight, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have your way tonight. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so once again, family, it's your boy, Minister Bernard Marrow, here back on the all-new PKN Radio. I am so excited, grateful for all the great things that God is doing here on Purpose Kingdom Network. Shout out to our CEO, Pastor Toy, and shout out to all of our Purpose Kingdom Network family, all of God's messengers. Shout out to everybody all over the world. And so, family, as I've already expressed, I am here back on a brand-new broadcast of By Faith Be Good, an hour of faith-building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all of God's children closer to him. And so tonight, family, we are going to continue in the new series, Things That Contaminate Your Faith. Things That Contaminate Your Faith. We all know that God created us by faith. He created us to live by faith. Come on. Everything that God promised, hallelujah, can only be obtained by faith. Hallelujah. And so we must make sure that we are strong in faith, that we are walking by faith and not by sight, so that we are in position to press forward victoriously, so that we are in position to live the life God created us to live, and so most importantly, so that we are in position to fulfill the purpose that God assigned to our lives to fulfill. And so tonight, I'm not going to prolong this any longer. We're going to jump into part two of this new series, Things That Can Contaminate Your Faith. And so, family, the purpose of this series is to be fully aware of what can contaminate your faith so that we can avoid these things. Now, we know that situations come our way. We know there's tough times, tough circumstances. We know that there are obstacles and challenges that we face at times throughout our lives, but it's our responsibility to do our best to make sure that we maintain being strong in faith and that the things that I've been speaking on, hallelujah, making sure, family, that we don't allow them to override us, to contaminate our faith so that we will be non-effective. We have to remain effective. We have to remain focused. We have to remain in position. We have to remain in faith. So the first part one, when we got into things that contaminate your faith, the first three things that I spoke on was fear, pressure, and worry. Fear, pressure, and worry. And those three things can contaminate your faith. They can cripple you. They can keep you stagnant. They can hold you back. Those things, those feelings, those emotions, those thoughts, right? They can contaminate your faith and cause you to be hesitant. It can cause you to be stagnant or procrastinate or to become content where you are, not pressing forward courageously or confidently as God has created you to. And so let's get into tonight, family, part two, things that can contaminate your faith. And so there's a couple things that I'm going to touch bases on tonight. I'm not going to be able to get into all of them, but tonight we're just going to stick with a couple. And then as we press forward, family, so many more that we're going to be getting into when it comes to what can contaminate your faith. And those things are jealousy, envy, strife, malice, hatred, unforgiveness, disobedience, lack of prayer, lack of praise and worship to God, lack of faithfulness, anxiety, depression, and frustration, and a few others. But tonight, we're going to focus on negative thoughts and wrongful speaking. Come on. Tonight, we're going to focus on negative thoughts and wrongful speaking. And so, family, just to do a recap of what we went over in part one, God takes us from faith to faith. Hallelujah. God takes us from faith to faith. God wants to get his principles, his kingdom established in the earth, and he chose us to do it. Hallelujah. Come on, family. We're going to press forward by faith tonight. It is my prayer that as you are tuned in to this podcast, to this radio show, that as you are in position to receive the word of the Lord, that your faith is getting established in God's word, that your faith is getting established in who God is, and that you are ready to press forward by faith better than ever. Hallelujah. And so, family, God takes us from faith to faith. God wants to get his principles, his kingdom, established in the earth, and he chose us to do it. Hallelujah. The church is the highest authority in the earth. It doesn't matter who has a political title or who's in office. It does not matter what the laws of the land are. We know that we obey the laws of the land, but it does not matter who has a title or who are in position in this earth. The church, those who live by faith, those who live according by faith, according to God's word, those who have accepted Jesus Christ into their hearts, into their life as their Lord and Savior, those who have a relationship with Christ, hallelujah, we are the church. Those of us who take ownership of being God's children, being the called, hallelujah, being the chosen, hallelujah, being Christ's ambassadors, being Jesus Christ's ambassadors, we are the church. And because we are the church, we are the highest authority in the earth. The church can do things on a level that the world doesn't know anything about. Hallelujah. That's why we need to get into God's word. I shared with you all last time, previously, Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17 in the King James Version. The word of the Lord says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to those who believe, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. The just shall live by faith." And so, family, this is why we go from faith to faith. Hallelujah. 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 The just shall live by faith. This is why we live. We go from faith to faith. When it comes to the kingdom of God, you have to function by faith in the kingdom of God, being a part of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. The power of faith is to turn your situation to your advantage. But none of this can take place if you are not in faith. There are things and ways about us that can contaminate our faith and make us non-effective for God, ourselves, and others. And so, family, this is why we have to be strong in faith. All right? There are things and ways about us that we allow at times that causes our faith to become contaminated, and which will affect what we believe. Come on, if you are believing in God, hallelujah, for provision, if you are believing in God for healing, if you are believing in God for deliverance, if you allow your faith to be contaminated, what you allow to contaminate your faith will affect what you believe. And so we have to remain focused. We have to remain grounded in God's word. And so to be contaminated, let's break this thing down. To be contaminated is having been made impure by exposure to something or a polluting substance. To be contaminated is having been made impure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that all those on the radio show can hear me now. We had some minor technical difficulties, but it's going to be all right. Here we are. And so, family, let's start back here. There are things and ways about us that we allow at times that causes our faith to be contaminated, and which will affect what you believe. And so when you are believing in God for a miracle, when you are believing in God for restoration, when you are believing in God, hallelujah, for provision, but you allow fear, worry, and pressure, when you allow certain things, certain emotions, and what's happening around you to contaminate your faith, it will affect what you believe. And so to be contaminated is having been made impure by exposure to something or a polluting substance. Contaminate me also means to infect or be infected by contact or association. Come on, y'all. We got to make sure that we are in the right environment. Come on. We got to make sure that we are right. We are around the right people. And here's the thing. This is what faith does. This is what faith does. When you are strong in faith and you are in contact or in association with someone or something that can contaminate your faith, by you being strong in faith, you got the power to reverse it. Come on, y'all. And so contaminate also means to infect or be infected by contact or association. And so here's the thing. To be contaminated is to make something or someone unfit for use. But pure, hallelujah, to make something or someone unfit for use. Hallelujah, hallelujah, by adding something harmful or unpleasant. And family, this is why we have to be mindful. This is why we have to be focused. This is why we have to be strong in faith and always in position. And so, family, and last time, as I've already expressed, we found out how fear and pressure and worrying can contaminate your faith. So the next few things we're going to find out tonight that can contaminate your faith, we're going to focus on tonight negative thoughts and wrongful speaking. Negative thoughts and wrongful speaking. And so, family, transformation and being able to remain strong in faith comes when you renew your mind. Come on. You are equipped, blessed, talented, and empowered. Come on. And because of that, you can be focused, bold, and confident. Let's go. But it's up to you to bring it out. Now, how do you do this, family? We find out in the Bible God transforms you into a new person by changing the way you think. Come on. He said in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good, the acceptable and perfect will of God. And so, family, negative thoughts make you believe things that will change. Wait a minute. Negative thoughts make you believe things will never change. Let me take my time. I'm too excited. Let me take my time. Negative thoughts make you believe things will never change, that you are destined for misery for the rest of your life, and that being alive may not be worth it. Let me take my time and say that. I need you to understand the importance of remaining strong in faith. This is what negative thoughts do. Negative thoughts make you believe things will never change. Negative feel as though you're destined for misery for the rest of your life. Negative thoughts make you feel as though being alive may not be worth it. But the devil is a liar. When you let go of small thinking, when you stop limiting God, then you will open up your life to your dreams and the fullness of God's blessings. Once that happens, family, you find yourself no longer conforming to the patterns of this world, but to the will of God. Come on. Our behavior will change when our thinking changes. Hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 2 in the King James Version, the word of the Lord says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. I feel my help tonight. And the sin which doeth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. The one thing we need to learn and always remember is to stay focused, family, and that we must always look to Jesus. Hebrews chapter 12, an exhortation to be constant and persevere. The example of Christ is set forth. In Hebrews chapter 12, the persevering obedience of faith in Christ was the race set before before the Hebrews, wherein they must either win the crown of glory or have everlasting misery for their portion. And the same race is set before us today. That's why we once again have to be grounded in Hebrews chapter 12 in verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable God's perfect will. Think of your mind, family, as a garden, and your thoughts are the seeds. You can grow flowers or you can grow weeds. Your mind will always believe everything you tell it. And so your responsibility, family, is to feed your mind faith, making sure that you are believing at all times. You got to feed your mind truth, the word of God. You got to feed your mind love, who God is. When you think things are never going to change, when you think things will never get better, that kind of thinking determines your course of action. Proverbs 23:7 says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Family, what's in you will always come out of you, which is why to be strong in faith, you have to make sure your thoughts are and your heart is pure. Come on. That's why to be strong in faith, you have to make sure your thoughts and your heart is pure. God wants to equip and empower you for your next level, family. Hallelujah. And so I encourage you with this first part of tonight. Let God recharge, refresh, renew, and restore you. Come on, make yourself available to God tonight. Receive the word of the Lord tonight so that you can be pure in your thoughts and pure in your heart so that your faith is not contaminated, so that you are strong in faith, so that you are effective to press forward, so that you will overcome every obstacle, so that you will press through every challenge, so that you will accomplish every task assigned to you by God, so that the devil can't touch you, so that you are in position to be untouchable, unstoppable, unshakable, unbreakable. We must remain strong in faith. We got to remain strong in faith. We have to remain strong in faith. Here's why the enemy will try to come at your thoughts, family. The enemy will try to come at your thoughts because if you can think it, you can give birth to it. If you can think it, you can manifest it. So you got to cast down every imagination. Come on, Holy Ghost. You got to cast down every imagination that exalts themselves and try to come against the knowledge of God. You got to bring them into captivity to the obedience of Jesus Christ. When you have negative thoughts, you got to speak the word of God over your mind. You got to speak the word of God over your life. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loves me. I am triumphant. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am a child of God. Oh, I got to be strong in faith. I feel my help tonight. And so, family, we got to make sure that we are strong in faith. Hallelujah. We can't allow our faith to be contaminated by fear. We can't allow our faith to be contaminated by pressure. We can't allow our faith to be contaminated by worry. We can't allow our faith to be contaminated by negative thoughts. Come on, let me drop this golden nugget on you. That's why God said in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, he said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. Acknowledge him in all thy ways and he will direct your path. That's why God said, trust in him with your whole heart, in him with all your heart, because the enemy will try to come against your mind. So you got to trust God with your heart and stop leaning to your own understanding. Stop trying to figure situations out on your own. Stop trying to fend for yourself. Stop trying to come up with your own plan. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Stop leaning to your own understanding. Acknowledge God in all of your ways. When you're in a struggle, acknowledge God as Jehovah Jireh, your provider. When you're dealing with sickness, acknowledge God as Jehovah Rapha, your healer. Come on, when tough times are taking place, acknowledge God as your miracle worker. Come on. Come on, when you feel lonely, acknowledge God as a very present help in a time of trouble. A very present help at all times. When you're feeling weak, you ought to acknowledge God as your life and your salvation. He is the strength of your life. You ought to acknowledge God, trusting in him with your whole heart, not leaning to your own understanding, positioning yourself to remain strong in faith. Hallelujah. Woo, blessed be the name of the Lord. Come on, family, this is good tonight, and I give God all the honor, the glory, and the praise. My assignment is to strengthen your faith with God's word. My assignment is to encourage you to press forward by faith. My assignment is to make sure you remain strong in faith. Come on, we got to look out for one another. We got to encourage one another. We should not be divided. God created us to be for one another and not against one another. God created us to pray for one another and not pray on one another. And so my assignment tonight is to strengthen your faith with the word of God so that you can press forward victoriously, so that every prayer that you prayed will be answered, so that what you're believing in God for will manifest, so that every situation will always work out for your good, in your favor, on your behalf, in every area of your life, every day of your life, for the rest of your life, in the name of Jesus, so the enemy will always be defeated, so the enemy will never have no power over you, so the enemy will never be able to come against you. This is why we have to remain strong in faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, you ought to give God some praise where you are. You ought to give God some praise where you are. Things that contaminate your faith. And we cannot allow our faith to be contaminated. It's all right. Hey, listen, I think it's okay to say, come on, we've come this far by faith. And it ain't no turning back now. We got to continue to press forward by faith. The songwriter said, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Come on, you ought to strengthen your faith. God said in his word in Romans 10 and 17, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I've come to give you God's word so that you can hear it, apply it, and so that your faith can be strengthened and you can press forward in the way God created you to. And so let's focus on our next topic tonight, the next thing that can contaminate your faith. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm trying to take my time, y'all. Hallelujah. So the next thing that can contaminate your faith, family, is wrongful speaking. Now, this is nothing that will catch us by surprise. This is nothing that will catch us by surprise. We know that we have power in what we say. We know the power of life and death. Life and death is within our tongue. And those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. It's in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, right? And so, family, we have to be mindful of what we say, because in the same way when you allow negative thoughts to linger in your mind, right, if you can think it, you can birth it. You can give birth to it. And in the same way, if you can speak it, you can give birth to it, right? And so in the same way God said in this word that we can speak those things that be not as though they are, we have to make sure that we are not speaking those things that don't need to be. And so here's the thing, family. We need to stop speaking defeat in our lives. God is tired of his children saying, I don't know what I'm going to do when problems come our way. God wants you to stop speaking defeat in your life. He wants you to know that there is power in your mouth. Hallelujah. In Proverbs 18 and 21, come on, once again, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. What is God saying? You shall have what you say. Those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You shall have what you say. Whatever you love to say is whatever you're going to have. So we have to be mindful of what we're saying so that we're receiving what's from God and not from the world. Come on, what's from God and not from the enemy? What's from God and not from ourselves? And so the power of life and death is in what you say, family. Through Jesus Christ, you have the power and authority to, by faith, speak over and change what takes place in your environment. Hallelujah. You have the power to take control over what's happening around you because God is for us. No virus, nothing can come against us. Words are seeds. The words we speak are creative. Our words give birth and brings into existence what is not. By faith, our words can bring forth breakthrough. Our words can turn impossibilities into possibilities. And we can find that in Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Family, we can speak with the authority we have through Jesus Christ. But when we speak wrongfully, we'll find ourselves saying things that we don't normally say, speaking curses over our lives instead of the word of God, saying things like I'm sick or I'm tired or I'm leaving it there instead of speaking by his stripes, I am healed. Hallelujah. You know, in our weakness, God's strength is made perfect. We'll curse someone out and give them a piece of our mind instead of praying for them like the Bible says. Pray for those that despitefully use you. These are some examples, family, when we go through our day. You know, instead of speaking to the pain, we allow the pain. Come on, it does not mean that we don't have to deal with the reality of what takes place in our life. But family, when situations arise and take place, we have to remember that we got power in what we say. So instead of taking ownership of what is the reality is, I'm sick, oh, I'm hurting, oh, I'm depressed, I'm down and out, I'm struggling. Stop speaking those things. Reverse your reality. You got the power to change your reality when you speak God's word by faith. And when people are coming against you, talking about you, despitefully using you, don't cuss them out. Pray for them. Come on, God said in his word to pray for your enemy. Feed your enemy. Give them something to drink. Give them a place to lay. You got to look out for people. If we're going to have a relationship with Jesus Christ and walk in love, we have to be an example of love. We just can't speak love, but we got to live love. Love is an action word, and we have to live it out and not just speak it. Hallelujah. Some people don't have any mind left because of what you allowed yourself to get caught up in. If you have been saved, you are a child of God, and with that, you have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And with that, you have the mind of Christ. But when you give your mind up to the enemy and this world, you have allowed something to contaminate what you believe. You have given up your faith. When you speak wrongfully and you allow negative thoughts to linger, you have given up your faith. And this is what the enemy focus is. The enemy wants to take the word of God from you. The enemy wants to take your faith, to take what God has given you away from you. But you can't allow him to do so. You cannot allow the enemy to take away your faith, to take away your power, to take away the word of God. The enemy has no power. He can only do what you allow him to. And that's why God said in this word, give no place to the devil. You can't allow him to do anything. You can't give him no place at all. He doesn't deserve it. Things and others, our feelings and our emotions, negative thoughts and what we say can contaminate our faith, family. This is why we have to remain strong in faith. Sometimes you can say how you feel, but you got to catch yourself. You got to catch yourself. Well, I was getting ready to say that I was still in defeat. No, I'm victorious in Jesus' name. I was getting ready to say this headache is killing me. No, I'm healed in Jesus' name. I was getting ready to say I'm broke. No, but my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory that is in Christ Jesus. Watch this, in Jesus' name. By faith it is so. Woo, in the name of Jesus. And so speaking wrongfully and negative thoughts, they cause our faith to weaken, especially when we're speaking in a way that doesn't add value to our life, our purpose, and our environment. This is a part of our purpose. This is a part of kingdom living. We have to speak in a way that adds value to our life, our purpose, and our environment. Nothing shall happen in your environment unless you allow it. How do I know? Come on, we got Paul and Silas for an example. Come on, in Acts, I believe, chapter 16, when they were walking, and the lady who had the spirit of divination, she was dealing with a certain spirit, and she knew who Paul and Silas was because she called them out. Come on, just like the enemy know who you are. Come on, she called them out. And she told the people who they were. She told them that they were sent by God. And what did Paul do? He said, he called that spirit out. He cast that spirit down. Paul had control over his environment. Guess what? And then the people got mad because they were using this woman to tell the future so that they can make money. This is how their businesses were being sustained because this lady was a fortune teller and she was supposedly telling the future and telling them what would take place so that they would succeed. But Paul came and controlled the environment, and he shut it down because the only way we should be operating is according to the word and will of God. And so Paul shut it down, and these people got mad, and they took Paul and Silas, and they beat them. They severely beat them, and they got them locked up. But guess what? It wasn't over. They got them put into prison. When they got locked up, they put them into the deepest part of the prison. And guess what? They still had control over their environment because the word of the Lord says at midnight, come on, they gave God praise and the shackles broke loose and the foundation of the prison shook and the gates bust open and everybody was able to become free. Come on, y'all. They took control of their environment. Hallelujah. And so, family, we got to speak in a way that adds value to our life, our purpose, and our environment, as well as the people around us. And we wonder why things are not working out for us at times, because we have to do an assessment to see what our thoughts are and how we're speaking. Why haven't you rebuked the spirit of sickness or any other toxic, negative, malicious spirit from our midst? Why are you not rebuking those spirits that are not from God, that are not of God and not sent by God? We wonder why prayers aren't answered or are hindered. That's because we're not speaking correctly. And without realizing, you have taken ownership of things, bad habits, and spirits that God did not send to you. And you've allowed these things to come in and contaminate your very being. This is why we have to remain strong in faith, family. We have to remain strong in faith. We have to remain strong in faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is why we have to remain strong in faith. Listen, when you allow your feelings and your emotions, when you allow speaking incorrectly and negative thoughts to linger and manifest, you cause yourself to be sick, unable to believe, which blocks you from acting on or even hearing the promises of God. Come on, having the faith to manifest what God wants to do in your life and not what the world implements, not what the world is trying to influence you with. You have to be mindful of where you are and what needs to be done, family. And you can't allow negative thoughts and wrongful speaking to linger and take root in you or around you, because God has given you power to act on and manifest his promises. God has given you power to manifest what he wants to do in your life, and not what the world wants to implement, not what the world is trying to influence you with. And so, family, speaking incorrectly is a barrier. Speaking incorrectly is a barrier. Not speaking the way God created you to speak is a blessing blocker. Come on now. Not speaking the way that God created you to speak is a blessing blocker. And you realize your faith has been contaminated. This is why we got to make sure that we're speaking right. To speak wrongfully is to speak against God's will. Come on, we're going to break it down tonight. It is to speak in a way that tears down and does not build up. Let's go. It is a way that wounds and does not heal. But I encourage you tonight to uncontaminate your faith. Uncontaminate your faith by speaking the word of the Lord over yourself. Uncontaminate your faith tonight. Are you ready? Let's go. Saying that I'm the head and not the tail. Saying that I'm above only and not beneath. I'm the lender and not the borrower. I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loves me at all times. Come on, family. I'm an overcomer. I am victorious. I shall never lose, but always win. I shall never fail, but always succeed. I will not be distracted. I will not be held back. I will not drown in my feelings or my emotions. I will not give in to any lustful or flesh. I will not give in to any lustful or fleshly desires, but I'm going to stand not by sight or how I feel. Why, family? Because faith sees the invisible. Faith believes the unbelievable and receives the impossible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All we have to do, family, is believe with God. Faith is mandatory, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Family, we got to stay focused. We have to stay focused, family. We have to stay focused. We have to stay focused. I can't say it enough. We have to stay focused. Come on. If you are under the sound of my voice today, this evening, if you are under the sound of my voice, let me tell you something. You got a reason to get excited. You got a reason to give God some praise. If you're tuned into these live streams on Instagram and Facebook, you got a reason to give God all the glory. Come on, we just went through a pandemic, and you're still here to talk about it. You still have breath in your body. You still have a mind to function right. You still got the full function of the activities of your limbs. You still got a job to go to. You still got food on your table. You still got a house to live in. You still got a car to drive. You still got clothes to put on. You still got family that you can go see. I know we've lost some people, and we've dealt with some tough, hard times, but you ought to look back over your life and begin to think about where God has brought you from. You ought to take this time to reflect and begin to reflect all the things that God has done for you. You ought to reflect how God has continually made ways for you, how every need you had, God has met it, how every time you were down and out, he delivered you, how every time you wasn't feeling well, he healed you, how every time you lost some things, he restored it, and when he restored it double. Come on, you ought to give God some praise tonight. You ought to make up in your mind, family, I will not allow negative thoughts to linger in my mind. I will be mindful of the way that I speak. I will not function in fear. I will not function under pressure. I will not allow myself to worry. I will not drown in my feelings or my emotions, but I will stand firm on the word of the Lord. I will stand firm on what I believe, which is who God is, that God is the author and finisher of my faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. And because of the joy that is set before us, we can endure anything that come our way. We can press forward by faith to know that with God, we will always win, because the devil is defeated in Jesus' name. Jesus shed his blood. He took our place. He humbled himself and allowed himself to be whipped. He humbled himself and carried his own cross. He humbled himself and allowed himself to be nailed to the cross. He humbled himself and allowed himself to be lifted up. He shed his blood. He gave up his spirit. He hung his head and died. And he went and set the captive free. He took the keys to hell and the grave. And 3 days later, he rose with all power in his hands. All honor, all glory belongs to him. This is why we ought to remain strong in faith, because of what Christ has done. We are saved. We are sanctified. We are healed. We are delivered. We are set free. We are children of God. We are here. We are alive. We are well. And we are in position to press forward by faith. Don't allow your faith to be contaminated, family. Don't allow your faith to be contaminated. We're going to get into this some more next month, but I'm telling you, family, don't allow your faith to be contaminated. Listen, there's somebody that's listening tonight, and you've experienced your faith being contaminated. You know that because of what you've dealt with, because of what's been happening around you, what you heard me say tonight, you heard something that you can relate. And I'm here tonight, family, to let you know, listen, tonight is the night to accept Jesus Christ into your life, into your heart. Come on, you've been looking for a better way to live. You've been looking for a better way to handle things. You've been looking for a better way out. You've been looking for better opportunities. You've been looking for better. But I've come to let you know that tonight, the way that you've been looking for is available to you. And the way is Jesus Christ. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And so, family, you're listening tonight. You're watching tonight. And I'm letting you know, I'm a living witness that falling in love with Jesus is the best decision you can ever make in your life. And so, family, listen, the word of the Lord says in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. The word of the Lord says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It don't matter what your past is. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter your race or nationality. It doesn't matter where you come from, where you've been, the places you've been, the people you've been around, the mistakes you've made. It doesn't matter. If you call on the name of Jesus by faith right now, he'll show up for you. If that's you, family, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Even if you want to rededicate your life to Christ tonight, you don't want to have faith that's contaminated. You want to have faith that's strong in God's word and who God is, and that's effective for kingdom living. Hallelujah. Repeat this prayer after me. Say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned in falling short of your glory. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. And I believe that Jesus Christ rose with all power. I believe that Jesus Christ is so real and so alive. Jesus, save me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Come into my life and stay in my life. Holy Spirit, come into my heart. Come into my life. Stay in my life and have your way so that I live according to God's word, his will, and his way. In Jesus' name, amen. Family, if you just repeated that prayer after me and you fully believe without hesitating, without doubting, without being fearful, without wondering, without being in your feelings, you fully believe in what you just declared, that you just accepted Jesus Christ into your life, guess what? You just got saved. And that's all it takes. And this is the first day of the best days of the rest of your life. We encourage you to get into a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching church where they can help you grow spiritually through the word of God. Hallelujah. And you can encourage, y'all can encourage and inspire each other to press forward by faith, showing an abundance of love. Know that God is always with you, and he'll always have you covered. Family, at this time, I'm going to ask Pastor Toy to come on and give our announcement, and then we're going to press forward by faith and close out.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, God. We just bless and praise God for the blessings on things that contaminate our faith. Hallelujah, God. And now that we know, we have to apply it, and we are held accountable to do better. My God is so awesome. I just thank and praise God for the word that came forth this evening, for the man of God who brought the word this evening. Did we not hear from the Spirit of God this evening? Hallelujah, God. By faith, we encourage those of you who have given your life to Christ this evening to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. However, until that happens, and even when that happens, that's why God has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Please join us tomorrow evening for a rebroadcast as we take a walk down memory lane of Purpose Kingdom Network. We will be broadcasting at 9 p.m. Amen, 9 p.m. right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We also invite you to join in with us on Sunday evening at 9 p.m. for Peripheral Vision and the host, the information guru herself, Sister Antonia Batts. You do not want to miss that move of God. We want to take this opportunity to wish all the fathers out there a happy and blessed Father's Day. We pray that God's blessings will flow down upon you in the name of Jesus. Amen. We would like to invite you to follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. You can reach us through email at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. Again, that's PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We also are blessed to announce this evening that you can also follow us on PKN Radio. That's right. God has blessed us to be able to broadcast the love of God, the saving power of God, the hope of Jesus Christ through gospel music 24 hours a day on pknradio.com. You do not want to miss. We ask you to come and join in with us and glorify and worship with us. You can also hear the rebroadcast of tonight's show tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. on PKN Radio. You can listen to us at www.pknradio.com. Amen. We thank and bless God for each and every one of you on the list in our listening audience. I'm sorry, one more thing that I must say. For all of our Alexa users out there, you can also follow us via Alexa. You just ask Alexa to enable the skill PKN Radio, and then you can listen to us via Alexa. Again, we thank and bless God for each and every one of you. Minister Bernard, as always, an awesome word from the Lord, and the ministry is back in your hands.
To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. And so, family, we are excited for what God is doing here at PKN Kingdom Network. As you heard Pastor Toy say, Purpose Kingdom Network has officially expanded, hallelujah, transitioned and expanded into PKN Radio. God is doing some great things here on Purpose Kingdom Network. He is enlarging our territory. Amen. The prayer of Jabez. He is enlarging our territory. And family, we are forever grateful. We are excited for all the great things that God is doing. And so, family, I pray that you were encouraged tonight, inspired to press forward by faith, knowing that we have to remain strong in faith. We have to remain in position. And so, as I've shared earlier on in this broadcast, come on, God takes us from faith to faith. God wants his principles, his kingdom established in the earth, and he chose us to do it. All right, the church can do things on a level that the world doesn't know anything about. All right, and so we have to make sure that we are strong in faith and that we are focused, right? Because we go from faith to faith. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, the word of the Lord says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to those who believe, to the Jews first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, and the just shall live by faith." This is why we go from faith to faith. When it comes to the kingdom of God, you have to function by faith in the kingdom of God, being a part of the kingdom of God, because the power of faith is to turn your situation to your advantage. But none of this can take place if you are not in faith. Okay, family? And so we have to remain strong in faith. That's why God said we got to walk by faith and not by sight. Can I bless you with this? Don't let what you see dictate what you believe. Do not let what you see what you believe. You walk by faith and not by sight. It doesn't matter how the situation looks. Press forward according to what you know God has declared in his word. Amen. Family, listen, I'm going to be coming back next month. Every third and fifth Friday of every month, the By Faith Be Good podcast and now radio show will be airing here on Blog Talk Radio and on PKN Radio, as well as many other podcasts and radio shows here on Purpose Kingdom Network. Family, charge it to my head and not my heart. I cannot remember every name of every podcast and radio show right now. But you know who you are. We encourage you to connect with us. Tune in. There's a word from the Lord literally every night of the week where you can tune in to Purpose Kingdom Network on Block Talk Radio as well as pknradio.com, and you will get a word from the Lord. You can also get your praise on with us now, because now that we are officially radio, you can tune into pknradio.com at any time throughout the day and get your praise on with some praise and worship music, some gospel. Come on now. God is doing some great things, y'all. When you feel down and out, come on, get your praise on. Come on, when you feel like you can't press forward, get your praise on. When you're feeling discouraged, guess what? Get your praise on. Turn some music on. Get into the Word of God. Strengthen your faith. As you all here, who those of you who tune into the Thursday Night Prayer Live, listen, I tell them all the time, break out of how you feel, call on the name of the Lord, and get what you need, all right? Break out of how you feel, call on the name of the Lord, and get what you need. And so, family, I look forward to reconnecting with you all. Also, very quickly, Kingdom Network has now transitioned and expanded into PKN Radio. Guess what? I now do the By Faith Be Good Morning Devotional every day, Monday through Friday, from Monday through Friday at 5:31 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can tune into PKNRadio.com and hear a word from the Lord early in the morning as you start your day, inspiring and encouraging you to press forward by faith, knowing that God is always with you and he'll always have you covered. Family, I'm looking so forward to reconnecting with you all next month twice, the third and the fifth Sunday in July. So let's get ready. Let's get in position as we continue to go deeper into this new series, Things That Contaminate Your Faith. We want to make sure that we're strong in faith. Amen. I love y'all, family. God bless you. And y'all already know, by faith be good, for we walk by faith and not by sight. I love y'all. God bless you. I'm out.
Jesus led.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. Set me free. I will not lose.
Devil want to see me down. I will not lose.
He saved me.
Yeah.